Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, dear Vaishnavas, today we are continuing with Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, The Creative Impetus, chapter 6, The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev, verse number 14. Please repeat after me. Aho nuvam shoya shasavadatta. Aho nuvam shoya shasavadatta. Priyavrato yata pumam puranam. Priyavrato yatra pumam puranam. Aho, oh, nu, indeed, vamsham, the dynasty, yashasam, with widespread fame, avadattaha, fully pure, priyavrataha, related to King Priyavrata, yatra, wherein Puman, the Supreme Person, Puranaham, the original, Krita Avataraham, descended as an incarnation, Purushaham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Saham, he, Adyaham, the original person, Chacharam, executed, Dharmam, religious principles, Yat, from which, Akarmahetum, the cause of the end of fruitive activities. Translations and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, what should I say of the dynasty of Priyavrata, which is pure and very much celebrated? In that dynasty, the Supreme Person, the original personality of Godhead, descended as an incarnation and executed religious principles that could free one from the results of fruitive activity. Purport. There are many dynasties in human society wherein the Supreme Lord descends as an incarnation. Lord Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty, and Lord Ramachandra appeared in the Ikshvaku or Raghu dynasty. Similarly, Lord Rishabhadev appeared in the dynasty of King Priyavrata. All these dynasties are very famous, and of them the dynasty of Priyavrata is the most famous. Ahonu vamsho yasha savadataha Priyavrato yatra puman purana krittavatara purushasadyash chachara dharmam yad akarma hetum. Oh, what should I say of the dynasty of Priyavrata, which is pure and very much celebrated? In the dynasty, the Supreme Person, the original personality of Godhead, descended as an incarnation and executed religious principles that could free one from the results of fruitive activity. Om Agyanati Miranda Syagi Nanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yanata Asma Ishi Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirishesha Shunyavadi Prashchat Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear Vaishnavas, good morning. And we are a little bit late, as I said, so in the next half an hour we will discuss this verse, verse number 14. Please allow me to connect this class with yesterday's presentation we heard from Rasa Mandala Prabhu. Yesterday we heard many points, many questions, identity, spirituality. And one of the points I heard, which I would like to connect with this lecture and the purport, is, let me quote, great heritage brings what? Exactly. Thank you, Freddy Prabhu. Great heritage brings responsibility. Responsibility. Okay, we can accept also that one. I guess you didn't hear what Freddy Prabhu said. Responsibility, indeed. So, we are going to explore question of responsibility in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, and in context of family tradition, which is mentioned here. Family tradition on Sanskrit means, what's the Sanskrit term for the family tradition? Vamsha. Tulsi Priya knows there. Vamsha. Gotra? What did you want to say? Yeah, also. Also. In this context, and what we are reading in the verse is Vamsha. And just a few months ago, let me start with the story. Nice. I saw one video from Jayadvaita Maharaj from Soho, Radha Krishna Temple. He was speaking about humility. How many of you saw that video? There was question and answer section. Then one guest in the audience was asking Maharaj, Maharaj, if you tell me that Krishna is humble, my faith in Krishna will definitely be boosted. I will be more attached to Krishna. I will have more faith. How many of you saw that video? Okay, one person? One person only. I guess a few more. It was on Dandavats, and I'm noticing that not many devotees are going to Dandavats anymore. It's a fact. So, that guest, he asked Maharaj about Krishna's humility. He said, Maharaj said, well, Krishna is supreme person. He is master of everything. He is Ishvara, he is controller. And he was chariot driver to Arjuna. So, that's very humble. He shouldn't do that, but Arjuna was instructing Krishna, and Krishna was driving the chariot. So, that's amazing. So, that's very humble. And person in the audience said, well, that's not touching my heart. I'm expecting something more from Supreme. And then Maharaj said, okay, I don't know what's your standard of humility. Let me try with this one. So Maharaj said, Sudam Brahmana, Krishna's friend from the childhood, he was visiting Krishna in Mathura, and Krishna was stepping down from the throne. He was sitting, Sudama Brahmana, and he was washing his feet. So that's something very humble. And that person said, well, I need something extraordinary. This is not touching my heart. It's not how, it's just everyday activity almost. Then Mahara said, well, listen, how many times you heard that Queen Elizabeth stepped down from the throne and washed someone else's feet? Not so often. Then that person said, well, okay, Mahara said, okay, I don't know what's your standard of humility. Let me try this one. Krishna came as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came in a form of devotee. So he was leaving his family, he was living like a beggar, like a sannyasi, and he was coming only for fallen people like you and me, just to pick up us and bring back to Krishna. So is that amazing? And that person said, oh, yeah, this is something. And That's the story. And why do I telling you that story now? Because when I was speaking with that devotee, I was sharing that story, that person said, yes, that's Chaitanya Maharaj. She's going to bring only, he's very loyal to Srila Prabhupada. He will not bring new arguments. I was telling that devotee that one nice argument to show that Krishna is humble is to say that Krishna is a chariot driver. He was much on lower level than Arjuna. So how Krishna was driving the chariot? That's the question. It's not that Arjuna was telling me, Krishna, hard left, hard right. No, that's not the way, because it was so loud, so noisy on the battlefield. He was hitting Krishna in the armor on the left, on the right, and on the left arm. So that's the way how chariot was driving the chariot. And Krishna was getting, for 18 days, he was getting punished and beaten by Arjuna. So that's the way how Krishna is really humble. And we can say that's amazing. Of course, and that devotee told me, yes, but Jayadvaita Maharaj is very loyal to Prabhupada. He's not going to bring new things, something what he didn't hear from his authority, or from Prabhupada. And I was thinking that's such a nice example of a responsibility to great heritage, loyalty to the great heritage. Because although we can say now, well, there is nothing wrong to be creative and tell something what other acharyas are saying, but I think that's a very nice example how we can be loyal. And if we are strict and really living that principles, it's really enriching our life and give us so much integrity. And such a person like Jadvaita Maharaj, he has so much authority in the way he is presenting Prabhupada and Parampara. So in this context today, we are hearing in this purport only about Vamsha, about dynasty. And I just want to be very much loyal to Srila Prabhupada, and I will speak only about Vamsha, about dynasties. Because that's a very important topic ultimately. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. Let me ask you, what do you think is Bindu Parampara, blood relationships, is that important topic in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita? I'm not speaking now about Shishya Parampara or Parivar, spiritual connections. I'm speaking about family relationship. Is that important topic in our scriptures? Do we pay attention to bodily relationship? Yes, Tulsi Priya. Importance behind. Yes. Okay, you're definitely right. Let us now explore Srimad Bhagavatam context and Bhagavad Gita context. In Srimad Bhagavatam, one of 10 topics is Manva Avataram, avatars or genealogy or family origins, and as we can, that's one of 10 main topics of Bhagavatam. And more or less what we are hearing again and again, something what is asked from Parikshit Maharaj, tell me something about Som Vamsha, Moon Dynasty, that's Krishna Dynasty. All we are hearing now about Priyavrata's Dynasty, where is Lord Shabadev coming from. We can also hear about Manu Vamsha or Raghu Vamsha. Whole Bhagavatam is really full of description of dynasties. And we are now, again, to clarify, we are not speaking about Shishya, about spiritual connections. We are speaking just about family background. That's amazing. And just to clarify, family heritage or good family is one of 4 attributes of good karma. If we have good karma, then we have reputable background, noble surname and noble cousins, which are influential and which are again also pious. What are 3 other attributes of good karma? Beauty, bodily beauty. If we have good karma, we had good appearance, and automatically means good reputation in society. And according to statistics, those who are more beautiful, they had better position in life in terms of placement at the work and reputation in the society. Amazing. Good karma. We had family. Intelligence. Good guess. Almost there. Yes. Education. Sometimes we are kicking off education as not important because we are Krishna conscious and that's all what we need. But ultimately, good karma indicates good education. Ultimately, good education means you are more in the mode of goodness. You are not in darkness. So that's also a very nice attribute which comes with the good karma. And the fourth one, so intelligence was very close, but it's education. It's related. Fourth one is wealth. Ultimately, if you have good karma, Bhagavad Gita will also say we will appear in a good family, good wealthy family, and we are not forced to struggle for daily bread. And of course, if we are pious, it means we will not misuse our position in the world. We will not misuse our freedom. Good karma means we will act again. How? Piously. And we will push up that bar higher, higher. And as we heard yesterday, good karma means that we will be able, in India, Prabhupada is saying like this, there are many, I'm not able to quote now, pious people all around the world. I guess that's the statement of Srila Prabhupada. And Bharatavarsha is special. Why? Because people in Bharatavarsha are the most pious people. So again, if we had good piety, we are able to accept cult of bhakti. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport. If we are really pious, so that we are able to have understanding and we can grasp very easily bhakti. So that's amazing. So those are the arguments which show that family background is extremely important. And even Srila Prabhupada, in these verses, explaining importance of family background, again, family connections in terms of blood. In verse 18, let me just quote verse. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, the Supreme Person Mukunda is actually the maintainer of all the members of the Pandava and Yadu dynasties. He is your spiritual master, worshipable deity, friend, and the director of your activities." And this is important part. "To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant." So what Shukadeva Goswami is saying, you know, Krishna is supreme. And he was serving your family, your bloodline, your ancestors as a messenger. And what Srila Prabhupada is saying is confirmation. Srila Prabhupada is saying, Maharaj Parikshit might have been thinking that the Kuru dynasty was not of fortune as other dynasties, because the Supreme Lord did not appear in that family, neither as Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Rishabhadev, or Maharaj Prithu. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaja was encouraged by Shukadeva Goswami in this particular verse. So what Shukadeva Goswami is doing, he said, yes, your family is such a noble, you know, God was serving your family, so don't be ashamed of your background. So that's something very important. Amazing. So, and Srila Prabhupada is exactly that confirming. Don't be encourage him. You know, look, that's your family. And ultimately, where that brings, since that's your family, that's your great heritage, you have what? Responsibility. Parikshit, you're going to die. So your responsibility to die as a noble person, as a great Vaishnava. So it's such a weight coming from that heritage, from background, if you understand it properly. I guess this was clear message. Such an importance we are having as a way towards our family. And Bhagavad Gita, so this is more or less like in summary what Bhagavatam is giving us as a family importance, how Vamsha is important. And Bhagavad Gita is even more stronger. All we hear in Bhagavad Gita is Vamsha, background. And Krishna, interaction between Krishna and Arjuna is all based on family background. That's the way how Krishna is playing with Arjuna. Of course, we can say Krishna is addressing Arjuna as Dhananjaya, Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Gudakesh, and that's fine, Keshava, but I will now question you. What do you think? How many verses in Bhagavad Gita, how many interactions between Arjuna and Krishna are using family background as a name? How many times Arjuna is addressing Krishna in a particular way, which brings Krishna to his family background? And how many verses Krishna is addressing Arjuna, pointing to his background? Who is your family? And that brings you responsibility. Act and fight. Don't give up. Any guess? That's a good try, but more. 121. In 121 verse, Madhu, this is good reference for Vani quotes. 121 verse, Krishna and Arjuna having interaction, where Krishna, let me just, I did some small research on that, and I'm proud of it. That's new reference for your Vani quotes. First, Bhagavad Gita starts with Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra. First verse, say Kurukshetra. This is Kurukshetra. We are thinking that's a battlefield. But what does it mean? It means that's the field of Kuru. Kuru is your common ancestor. And you are here on his field, you are going to fight. You know what does it mean? You are going to distract the family. You are going to destroy the family. And now, it's Kurukshetra. So, this is really important. Whole tradition is now placed on one place, what you are going to do. How Krishna is addressing Arjuna. Many names. Let me start with those who are not appearing so much in Bhagavad Gita. He calls him Kuru Nandana, beloved son of Kurus. Only three verses. He calls him Kuru 5 times. Then Krishna is calling Pandava 9 times. Bharat Arshaba and Bharata, it's 30 times. Bharata is son of Rishabhadev, who we are speaking at the moment about. 30 times Krishna is saying to Arjuna, hey, Bharat Arshaba, Bharata, fight. Then even more, Kaunteya, that's also 30 times. And can you guess which name is used by Krishna the most in Bhagavad Gita? You have to spoil everything. Yes, good guess. That's Partha. And it's 36 times. Why Partha? Pritha. Yeah. Because he wants to say, you are son of Kunti, pretty, and you have obligation, responsibility towards your mother. Don't run away from everything. Don't cut yourself and run away from the battlefield. Perform your duty. You are Kshatriya, fight. This is your family behind. So that's amazing. Whole Bhagavad Gita. And then Bhishma. Bhishma is called Kuru Rida, grandsire of the Kuru dynasty. So he is like an embodiment of that Kuru ancestors behind. And how Arjuna is calling Krishna? He is calling him Madhava. Of course, Madhava is husband of Goddess of Fortune, but also that's one who, what does it mean, Madhava? One who appeared in Madhu dynasty. And also he calls him Rishaya, Vishni. Also few times, and Yadava, one who appeared in Yadu dynasty. So you can see whole interaction in Bhagavad Gita are full, indeed, referring to the family tradition. It's just such an important thing. So this was just a small, short summary to just bring the point which we as a devotee are having as a problem. We as a devotee usually cutting off family background. We are devotees, and that's all. But family also brings so much strength if it's nicely connected and bounded. So that's the reason why family, one of the Sanskrit term and explanation what vamsha or family or dynasty means is bamboo. Bamboo. Is this proper word? Bamboo. It means when it, is it bamboo? Bamboo. Bamboo. So, and that especially refers to Yadu dynasty in Bhagavatam. Why? Because there was some kind of explanation is during the hot weather when the sun's strong, bamboos are robbing each other and what comes? Fire. And then burns whole family. So we can see also in our daily life, maybe in our all families, if some kind of clash is coming in between family members, that strength and family union disappears, and you don't have any more strength. So that's more or less what is happening in, and what's the explanation for Yadu dynasty. Although we can say that Yadu dynasty, and according to Srila Prabhupada's comment, according to Jiva Goswami, they disappeared, they have internal fight just to be moved from the planet Earth. It's not irreligion, because Acharyas are saying Yadus or Yadu dynasty is supremely pious. So we cannot put them in category of religious, that they perform some sinful activity and that's the reason why they disappeared. No, that's the excluded. Saying that, I just want to finish this presentation with explaining another term, that's Gotra. And Gotra is synonym, equivalent to Vamsha. How many of you lived in India for a longer period of time? Did anyone ask you about your Gotra? Where? In South India. Sneha? Not really. Had you ever been in front of the gates of Jagannath Puri temple? They ask about Gotra. Anyone else? That's so important in India. In our Western culture, not much. We don't care about family background. But there, Gotra is extremely important. And that's, again, family background, blood relationship. And what's important for us as a Vaishnavas, what Srila Prabhupada is saying and how devotees should present themselves. Let me just quote a few lines from Morning Vogue, 1976, Mayapur, February 10th. There is Japataka Maharaj, Tamakrishna Maharaj and Prabhupada. Japataka. Many people ask us what Gotra we are. Prabhupada, you are Achyuta Gotra. You can say Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta, Vamsha, it means family. Achyuta means never falls down. Tamal Krishna repeats, never falls down. Prabhupada, yes. Then Tamal Krishna, he is obviously very suspicious. There is such a Gotra as that? Prabhupada, yes. Achyuta Gotra. All devotees are, we are identified with Krishna's family. Achyuta Gotra. Madhira Tam Stapaya Me Achyuta. Achyuta is Krishna. So Krishna conscious man means Achyuta Gotra. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. He said, we are Achyuta Gotra, we are family of Krishna. So, and Srila Prabhupada in some comments will say, now, especially to sannyasis, your previous Gotra is not important. Now, just tell them, you are Achyuta Gotra. So that's how Srila Prabhupada is explaining to devotees. Saying this, saying how important is blood relationship, physical relationship to our tradition, we can see also that, for instance, Prahlad Maharaj, what's his name? How do we call him in addition to Prahlad? Best of Daityas. Why? Because he's from family tradition. He's Mark. You are the best amongst the demons, Prahlad. No, so that's your family. That's your background. Best among the demons. It's a good name. Daitya. Saying that, blood relationship is extremely important, but spiritual relationship or spiritual connection is much more important. Blood relationship brings something which is India famous of caste system, birthright. And we can also accuse, as an objective observer of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, that everything is based upon caste. Blood relationship, one who can inherit is not qualification, but somehow one who is part of the family, he takes the leading role. Qualification is not brought forward, although Srila Prabhupada is always saying qualification was there, but we can also objectively say maybe not, because everything is based upon the caste, upon the birthright. So that's also very interesting observation for us. But for Vaishnavas and for spiritual traditions, it's much more important Shishya Parivar, which is spiritual connection, the way we are taking initiation in certain tradition, that which gives us more importance. And we can then say we are followers of Gaudiya Parivar. And we can see, just to refer to the modern context, in Vrindavan, we see there are many temples. And some of the temples are led, and they've been taken care of by Goswami families. Those are Vamshas. physical connection from Goswamis, Gopal Bhatta, Goswami Radha Damodar. And someone who is coming in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th line of Gopal Bhatta, he's taking care of that ashram, of that temple, not anyone else. But our understanding and our Siddhanta given by Srila Prabhupada, no, we are giving preference to spiritual background. So that's something what we have to take with us, and that's something which gives us our identity. Saying that, I think that we touched few topics. We explained what's Vamsha and what's Gotra, physical connection, and what's Parivar. Parivar gives us many more philosophical questions that's connected with that Shishya Parampara connection of teaching. And sometimes ISKCON will be very much accused because we cut off, we are having Prabhupada Parivar. We are connected only to Prabhupada. But who's before Prabhupada? Our full Parampara is not present anymore. So they will say, they will accuse, maybe sometime with quite legitimacy, say, you are not seeing anyone else in our Parampara. And we have to perceive that our Parivar is coming from Lord Chaitanya. And they said, for instance, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not part of our Parivar because our approach was not so inclusive. I would say that understanding is changing in the recent year, but just as a matter of consideration. Saying that, I think this is all what I wanted to say for today. So Vamsha, Parivar, and Gotra are interesting terms, and we clarify that family background is having extremely big importance in our life. We can accept that or not, but we are what we are at the moment. Blood and body came from our parents. They gave us this body. So we should definitely be in certain regard also proud of that, because we are devotees, and that's their glory. And that's very important point, that we have that attitude and understanding towards our ancestors, no matter who they are, because that's glorious. They have Vaishnavas or aspiring Vaishnavas in their line, so that's perfect. Thank you very much. If you have any question, comment, be free. Yes, that's Madam Prabhu. Thank you. Family tradition, is it important or not? Is it we are just transcendental? So no matter whatever is happening, just serve Krishna. And that's important. You are achyuta, and from that point of view, you are not falling, and everything else is coming and going, no matter. Right? We are transcendentalists. Well, I am having quite a radical approach to that, and I would say that's the basis of our understanding and our identity. If we are, if we are not paying attention to that side of our Vamsha, or tradition, or family, if we are not having ultimately happy family, and if we don't have somehow, if we don't take care of our family, everything else we are doing is just a burden, not only for our family, but also for the society, which is definitely giving and putting bad shade on that society which we are. So I would say that family tradition and our obligation towards family, it's extremely important. That's the key element for succession of a healthy next generation of our society. Without that, we will always be marginal society, as we are till now, and with all respect towards our contribution, but we are definitely someone nicely wrote down. ISKCON is on page of Hinduism, we are just a footnote. It means just short description. So that's our contribution. And our, my personal understanding and realization is that definitely that's one of the key elements for succession of our society and full Krishna consciousness, which should be manifested on the planet Earth. Without that, we are doomed. And we are going good direction. By Krishna's mercy, devotees are getting matured, and we should admit our mistakes. And it's not strange that we made a mistake in a history, that we abandoned our families. We were immature and we are arrogant. We were arrogant in that time, but we are now humble and society is maturing. So I would say I'm very positive about it, but I'm very rigid. I don't like when devotees are somehow, I cannot stand it when devotees are putting aside their families and they are, for the sake of preaching, and after a few years they are getting remarried and so on. It's a disaster. And unfortunately still, we are, to a certain regard, encouraging that mood, and that's not good. Did I say something wrong? Well, there is no need to leave family if that's happy family. If there is listening of Bhagavatam, if there is prasadam distribution, where there is namyagya. For what kind of, you have to leave? No, that's not the case. That's just our excuse for failures. We just have to accept it. Well, I was not happy situated then, that's fine. But don't try to stem the others with that. That's the biggest challenge. Just be humble. Failure. But let us serve Krishna and don't speak about it because we don't have adhikar. Rasamandala Prabhu? Well, That's the key. We lost so many of our kids. Vaishnava tradition and our philosophy and practice is sublime. You cannot defeat it. But why we didn't keep our kids inside of society? Because we didn't have that love. We were going much above our present situation, like standing on the fingers. We were falling down. No. That's the problem. It was such a disparity between our position and noble Vaishnava ideas. And that's one of the arguments. Even Prabhupada's disciples, they will say Prabhupada didn't understand his disciples in that term. Because it was some prominent disciples I heard. Because we just set up such a high standards, and that's the problem. And unfortunately, I'm really painful to see that so many devotees are suffering, they are unhappy. And devotees were taking those instructions differently, yeah. Unfortunately, you were witnessing that time. I didn't. I just heard from devotees. They said it was just, you know, so painful for them. Whatever. I will always perceive it like this. We should definitely try to be humble. First symptom of knowledge is humility. And you cannot be arrogant. You cannot be anything about it because you have certain knowledge. So my personal understanding is that we, now speaking about on level of society, many times, as I already said, we were very arrogant and we didn't have alternative. So you were mentioning yesterday between the rock and the hearting. Yeah, we were conditionally detaching ourselves from this world, social obligations and so on, but we didn't have anything else to attach to. And that's still a question at the present society, present moment. What's our Varnashrama? Varnashrama is already existing. We just have to find our place in that and leave it. Anyway, thank you, dear Vaishnavas. Sorry for maybe my hard words. It was not intention. I was trying to make certain strong points, and please forgive me if I did step across the border. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai.
Great class. At the end, you don't need to.